Yeah.
Okay, buddy. You ready to add another podcast to your repertoire? It's a real winner.
So not an episode of ours.
No, a different podcast. So you're familiar, you know what serialized means, serialized podcast.
No.
Okay, oh. So.
Wait, is that ones that like they share people?
No, this serialized podcast, so like the most famous one is Serial, where they go, every season they do one story, and each episode is a continuation of the story.
It's a really neat show.
Yeah, they're based on truth.
Yeah. Did you hear the one about the guy who read his dad's books that his dad wrote that were like these like trashy romance novels? Yeah. So this guy.
Tell me more. I think I know what you're talking about. I never heard it.
Wait, I can't remember exactly, but what I do remember is that this guy found either his dad's or his grandpa's or something after he passed away. He found like a whole bunch of his old books that he wrote.
Oh no, never mind.
And then he like slowly he tries to read them in like a serious fashion, but then you know they're like horrible, and then
it's funny.
Yeah, and then they make fun of it, which I kind of felt bad listening to it.
Yeah, it's a little like oh, this guy's passion.
Yeah.
So the serialized podcasts that I really like are the more serious ones that have just these arcing stories, and the podcast that shook my world more than any other is called S-Town. S-Town, and it's short for Shit Town. Now it rocked my world, and I started doing all this research and looking at the pictures. Some of the people, the people that are still alive, are like you could see their face. They're on Facebook. These simple people in whatever Shit Town, Arkansas, or whatever. But then I quickly learned that I wasn't the only one. And it's like the internet lost its fucking mind in 2017 for S-Town, and it has this whole cult following, and you'll really like it because it goes deep, and it ends up.
Well, don't tell me where it ends.
I'm not going to. It's similar to this what you liked about that episode that we just heard in that it starts. He starts in one way, in one direction.
Yeah.
He's like, this is an interesting scoop. And then it ends in a different planet. And, I mean, it brought me to tears. It's amazing. So, S-Town, you should check it out.
Okay. So, I'm trying to get into the new service we're using for ours. And I'm logged in on my phone, but then I went to log in on my laptop. And I've logged in before on my laptop, but I needed the password again. I went and put my email address and password in, and instead of doing that, it connected me to like a brand new account. Like I created a new Google account with it, and now I can't get into our actual.
What are you talking about, Josh?
Wait, okay.
That doesn't make any sense. I know what you're saying. I know I know the words. What you told me.
Okay, there was a button on my laptop on the web page for the service Anchor. I clicked it, and it said, log in, type in your email address. So I typed an email address and password in, right? And I hit go, and it said invalid password. I must have typed in the wrong password. So then there was a button up above it. It said connect with your Google account. And I was like, okay, maybe that's what I did.
Oh.
So I clicked that, and instead of connecting, it created a new Gmail account.
Oh, yeah. Okay, that makes sense.
So now there's two accounts out there that have both of my email addresses on them, and I can't log into the one that actually has our episodes on it.
Can't you say you forgot your password on your phone?
No, I did. Yeah, and it sends it to my Gmail account. And then my Gmail account, I go, and it goes to the other account to change the password.
I had this issue with Spotify back then. So here's what you do.
I sent them an email and told them, sort this shit out for me.
Yeah, well, good luck.
Thank you.
It's a free service, so, you know.
Yeah.
They're not going to be jumping. But what you can do is, you can try, and I think this will work, is disconnecting your Gmail account, so you'll have to do... what I had to do was two things. I had to actually go into my Google account settings, connected apps, remove the app, and then I changed the email to a different email. So you log in on your laptop.
Yeah.
And then go to Gmail and actually disconnect it and then try to reset.
And then go back and try to log in again. Okay.
Yeah.
All right, well, I'll try all that because, yeah, I sent them an email and it was like 20 minutes ago. They haven't responded yet. So.
Yeah, it's pretty aggravating. And what's even more aggravating is, it's kind of mind-blowing to me, is this isn't just, maybe it's an issue. No, because when I did it with Spotify, that the issue was logging with my Facebook account.
Yeah.
So that what's even worse is it's not an issue with Gmail. It's not an issue with Facebook. It's an issue with the technology stack and the shared type of technology protocol that is used by different companies to like log in with this account. And if you do it the wrong way,
yeah, you start getting multiple accounts, and then the shit you want to get to, you can't access.
Like split dimensions. All right. Anyway.
Yeah, it's like that string that you like split the end of it, you know, like a hair.
Yeah, it's like a horse that you beat until it's dead and you just keep beating it.
It's like that cow that's like the horse that is also just as dead as the horse that you just kick it like a few more times.
So listen, if for some weird reason you turn out to be like a sociopath, psychopath that has no feeling and don't have interest in S-Town, which is fine.
Oh, because wait, hold on a second. So anyone who has no, I want to clarify this point. So anyone who has limited interest in S-Town and doesn't think it's the world's best thing ever is a sociopath without feeling.
I'm kidding. I don't want to go down there. I'm totally kidding. Because I can see, I can see it takes someone who can actually.
Go ahead.
Takes the type of person who would like a good book.
Oh.
Not everybody likes a good book.
Right, that's true.
But if you want something to mix it up and
by a good book, you mean like the encyclopedia, like that's a really good book.
Yeah. Yep.
Okay. Why? Good news. Boy, I like the encyclopedia. You are not. I'm throwing out softballs, and you're just like setting them down on the ground. You catch it, and you set it down. And you're like, okay, that was nice. Let's go ahead. Throw another. You're gonna throw another ball, Josh. Go ahead.
Yeah, this was fun.
Just throw one in the air. I'll catch it. I'll set it right
down
there.
If you want another one, you can listen to along the way so that it moves along a little faster.
Maybe I need to give you one.
Actually, that is great. I've got 60 podcasts I'm subscribed to, but I'd be more than happy to have them. Just
hold on a second. Right.
Please,
did I tell you? I know, but one second, though. Did I tell you about the fact up one?
The what?
We fact up. FACT.
Yes, that was the first one that you told me about.
Yeah. Did you listen to that one at all?
No, not yet.
Well, there you go. There's another one.
Oh, yes, I did. I listened to an episode.
Oh, good. Yeah.
It didn't grab me.
Well, you have to have cojones to listen to that one. You have to have just big cojones.
You
and
very
it just
much
grabs you by those. So.
Yeah. You like, and those are shorter, weren't they?
Yeah, they're shorter.
Yeah. That's what didn't grab me, because there's this quality of, and I get why you like that, these like quick informational blitz that are kind of jam packed full of good knowledge. But I like, what I really relish in podcasts are losing myself for at least a half hour. If I can find a good hour long show like S Town or some of these other ones, then I am just in bliss because I can really lose myself.
So you don't like our show?
I like interacting with you.
Yeah, I know,
and
but
I
you don't like our show.
It's
like our episodes are like 5 to 15 minutes long.
I've never listened to our show.
I know. It's really good.
Listen.
It has like 5 listeners.
Does it? Shut up, Josh.
No, it has like 5 subscribers.
You're fucking lying.
No, we're gonna be the next thing.
Okay, I just got excited.
Okay, good.
Okay. I'll talk about, but, so that did just kind of put a little dipsy in my daisy, if you know what I mean, and I think you do.
I have no idea what you mean. dipsy in your daisy.
A little dipsy in my daisy. wasn't clear enough, I don't know. I just made it up. Yeah. So listen, there's S-Town, you should subscribe to these and whatever. There's S-Town, and then if you want just something to move along a little more.
So you want to give me another suggestion right now to another podcast I should listen to?
My life is so rich because I have all of these podcasts that I can pick from at any time. And
that's
I think
a great
that you
idea.
Are the type of person.
Hold on a second, though. The pizza I had in the oven, I'm going to go eat some right
okay,
now, so I'll call you
Monster.
Back.
Josh.
Talk to you later, bye.
Yay!